Welcome to the Feelings Fitness Podcast. Let's flash back to 2023 when we took a 52-week road trip together to discuss home, health, happiness, and habits. We created a road trip to work towards feeling fit, mind, body, and spirit. Now we'll revisit those 52 weeks in just 52 days. There are many more adventures in store for 2024, but let's look back on how far we've come and set ourselves up for more success. Welcome to week 39 of our 52-week road trip through 2023 together. We are back to our regular program focused on happiness after taking a slight detour for fall fresh start. I hope you enjoyed the scenic route that allowed us to tap into our senses and to take some time to be mindful of the upcoming fall season. Fall can be filled with so many fun and fantastic sights, sounds, and scents, but you must be intentional about setting it all into motion. I'm curious. One, did you listen to all 21 episodes of Fall Fresh Start? If so, kudos to you. If your answer was no, consider going back to September 1 and get started. You won't be sorry, I promise. And my second question for you is this. If you did listen, what tasks have you completed? Which ones are still in the queue, and which ones perhaps weren't for you? What I'm going to do this week is just go through a little recap of those 21 invitations or tasks that were presented throughout Fall Fresh Start. So for those of you who did listen to all 21 episodes or most of them, whatever it may be, this will be a recap. For those of you who haven't listened yet, consider this a little teaser and my invitation for you to go back and listen to Fall Fresh Start. So here we go. I am going to give you the task or invitation presented in all 21 episodes. Episode 1, declutter some of your home space. 2, identify some deep cleaning, call up some outsourcing options, and map out your own deep cleaning schedule. 3, check out salt, lemons, vinegar, and baking soda, hundreds of earth-friendly household project solutions and formulas by Shay Zukowski to do some detoxing in your home. 4, get rid of extra supplies, tackle the office space. 5, prepare the porch and patio. 6, be thoughtful of ways that you can tap into your senses for this fall season, creating some sights, sounds, and scents all around you. 7, take a little time and think through your fall finances. 8, get out your pencil and your calendar and start planning for productivity. 9, find your stylist, even if it's just an Instagram follow. 10, do some investigating on your own energy level and how to improve upon it. 11, get out and exercise your emotions in a way that feels good. 12, map out your hair, skin, and nail plan as to arrive at the first day of fall feeling fresh and pampered. 13, give some serious thought to your personal sleep situation. 14, investigate this idea of using yoga and mindfulness to elevate your emotions. 15, take some time to establish a family meeting with the loved ones living under your roof. 16, give some thought to calendars because calendars for the win on family function for sure. 17, start really thinking about implementing family dinners. 18, consider your family traditions, whatever they may be. Jot them down, put them on your calendar, and make sure you honor them this season especially. 19, establish your own family fun. 20, think about and plan out some fun with friends. And last but not least, the best one of all, 21, get out and start feeling the fall. So if you noticed the categories, it goes from the first 7 are about home, the second 7 are about health, and the last 7 are about happiness. So that's a wrap on this Monday meeting, and I hope you'll meet me back here next week. I hope you are enjoying 52 weeks and 52 days, a compact version of the transformational road trip we took through 2023. We're revisiting those 52 episodes, and it's a review of home, health, happiness, and the habits that guide the way to feeling fit, mind, body, and spirit. It's also a food for thought for how you want to feel.